Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. We got a great hour of radio ahead. We got the hot seat coming up. Lots of other great stuff. But I just want to mention this out because it was lost in the shuffle of the disappointing Eagles loss. But the Cowboys also went down in flames last weekend.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
And that was charming.
That was
and if you
charming.
Would like to relive all of their recent failures, there is a fabulous new book out called How About Them Cowboys? And the author is a bestseller and one of the great football writers in American history, Mr. Gary Myers, who is on the line right now from New York. How you doing, Gary? Hold on.
Imagine how happy you were Saturday night.
Oh, I was so happy, Gary. I was. It was great. Oh.
And then how bummed you were Sunday night.
Well, tell me. I mean, should the city of Philadelphia be angry at Alshon Jeffrey for dropping that ball?
Absolutely. He makes that catch in his sleep. That's what he gets paid all these millions of dollars to do. I mean, you feel bad for him because he seems like a nice guy. But, I mean, these guys are professional football players. He's wide open inside the 20-yard line with the game on the line. He drops the pass. It goes right through his hands. Yeah, you should be angry at him.
Here's the thing, Gary.
He had a touchdown catch in the Super Bowl last year, but that was last year.
You know, we had a writer on earlier, Marcus Hayes, who said, yeah, but Alshon has equity, and so do the Eagles because they won last year. Is that common? If you win one, does everybody kind of ease up a little bit the next year, even the fan base? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's why you also see it's hard for teams to repeat. Because it's much harder to achieve it. It's much easier to achieve it the first time, even though it took the Eagles 52 Super Bowls to do it,
right?
Than it is to maintain it. It's much harder to maintain it. And there's a natural complacency and letdown, I think, within the team, within the fan base. But then you get to January and you win a playoff game like they won in Chicago. Mm. And then people say, well, the Eagles are playing with house money.
No.
That's the biggest bunch of bull I've ever heard in for any team in any sport. You put so much into a season and then you make it to the second round of the playoffs and you're playing with house money. Why? Because you won it the year before? That doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it's a great thing for the Eagles and their fans, but nobody was thinking about the victory over the Patriots when Alshon Jeffrey dropped that ball and said, oh, it's okay because we won it last year. No.
So, Gary, I'm so thrilled that you just said that. The whole term house money in professional sports is ridiculous, isn't it? Why? Win again.
You know when you're playing with house money?
When?
If the Phillies ever have a five-game lead with four to go in the NL East.
Right.
In the last four games, you're playing with house money.
Because you won.
Other than that.
Yep.
Or the Mets having
like
a seven-game lead with seven games
score
to play.
For a reason.
Right, Gary, all right, there's so much I got to get to here today.
Okay.
I'm going to start with this. One of the reasons we wanted you on is, you know, Nick Foles, in all likelihood, is about to become a free agent. Ironically, he has to write the Eagles a $2 million check to get out of his contract, but then he can go wherever he wants. What are the chances he ends up right up the pike there in New York playing for the Giants?
Well, it can be either up 95 or down 95.
Right.
My feeling is, in the short term, a two-year contract, I'd rather have Nick Foles than Eli Manning. And I actually did a Twitter poll, which, you know, I'll do like once every 6 months. I did this sometime in December where I asked fans, you know, who gives the Giants a better chance to win in 2019, Eli Manning or Nick Foles? And it was a landslide for Foles. I mean,
wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
And I think Eli got 15% of the vote. And somebody said to me, 15% were Eagle fans who want Eli to stay with the Giants.
All right, so they all like Foles more than a guy that won them two Super Bowls. Is it possible because he's got a connection with Shermer?
Well, no, I just think people have had it with Eli here.
Mm.
He hasn't won a playoff game since Super Bowl 46, which was in February of 2012. We're now in 2019.
Right.
He's made the playoffs once since then, and he's played horribly for the last couple of years. I mean, there's some, like you were talking about equity before. There's only so much equity you can carry over on a year-to-year basis and be horrible.
Right.
And he played better down the stretch because they protected him a little better. But I think he's shown over the last couple of years he can't get it done anymore. He's 38 years old.
It's not
a crime, right? I mean, how many guys get to this age and they're still good? You know, Brady and Breeze.
Yep.
And the Giants made, you know, I said this even before the draft, they should have taken Sam Darnold. They fell in love with Saquon Barkley. Now they have the sixth pick in a weak quarterback year, and they have nowhere to turn. So
Foles fits
to me
there.
Is the best alternative.
Is Foles better there, or do you think he's better in Jacksonville, where now DeFilippo is, who worked with Foles when he was the when he was the quarterback's coach here? Where's the better fit?
You figure that he's got a safety net in both places because, you know, Shermer, like you said, Shermer being here and being on the staff when it was 27 touchdowns and two interceptions.
Yep.
And DeFilippo being on the staff when he won a Super Bowl. I think he'd be comfortable in either place. Jacksonville, despite what they did this year, is probably more of a ready-made team because their defense is better than the Giants. And they'll fix Leonard Fournette. He had a terrible season with lots of stuff going on. So I think that Jacksonville is probably in a situation where they're more ready to win than the Giants. And but as you know, there's no place like winning in New York. Mm. And if he was the quarterback and got the Giants turned around, he'd be a hero in Philadelphia and New York. And I can't think of any other athlete that's been like that, right? I mean,
no. I'm trying to figure out, Gary. Is he that good? I mean, you've seen more football than anybody. Is Foles really a guy you can build a team around?
Well, I don't think you can build a team around him, but I think he would give you a chance to win. I don't think he's an elite quarterback, and certainly he's shown in Philly that when he's in the right system, surrounded by the right players. For short spurts, that's the thing that concerns me, is he hasn't sustained it over a full season since back in, was it 2012 or 2013 when he had
13,
that great year?
13,
And listen, his short spurts have been in the high-stakes situations. He got the Eagles into the playoffs and won a playoff game. Obviously, we know what happened last year, so we know that he can do it over a 4 or 5 week period when the stakes are the highest, but you know, can he get you from September to December and take it wire to wire and get a team into the playoffs? You know, we don't know that. And that's the biggest concern, I think.
Gary, how should Philadelphia feel about Carson Wentz? 3 years, three significant injuries. Should we start to be worried that this is going to happen all the time?
Well, some guys, and I'll use another New York example. Like, Phil Simms couldn't stay on the field his first 3-4 years to the point that Bill Parcells, when he became head coach, picked Scott Bruner over Simms because he hadn't really seen Simms play all that much in his first 2-3 years. And then, you know, Phil's career took off once he got over the injury bug. And it's not like each injury is the same, so you can't say he's got, like, a chronically bad knee or,
right. You
know, I'd be concerned about the back because that can be chronic. But, there has to be some concern that a guy can't stay on the field, but that could just be bad luck also. I think that, you know, what I've seen of Wentz, and I've seen him play a bunch now, especially in the Giants-Eagles, I really like him. I think he's a really terrific player. He's going to be the MVP of the league 2 years ago until he got hurt. He's just got to find a way to stay on the field.
Right.
But, you know, I also think, let me just add this. If I was the Eagles, there's no doubt in my mind I'd pick up the $20 million option and hope that Foles doesn't pay the $2 million back. And here's why. When you have a really good team like the Eagles do, the second most important player on the team is the backup quarterback. Because when you have a good one. Because we've seen what's happened the last 2 years. I mean, I can't even remember. Who is it, Nick Sudfeld, who's the third-string quarterback?
Nate Sudfeld, yeah.
But, Gary, you're going to spend $20 million on a backup quarterback?
Well, yeah, because you're still paying – reasonable dollars to Wentz, right. So you can afford to do it. Wentz is going to make, about $4 million between his roster bonus and his salary.
Yep.
So financially, you can do it, and it gives you incredible insurance. for situations that came up the last 2 years. So now, until Wentz can prove to you that he can stay on the field from September to December, who's a more important player on the Eagles? Who's been a more important player on the Eagles the last 2 years than Nick Foles?
Great argument.
Was that Super Bowl? Would another Super Bowl be worth $20 million to the Eagles if the same situation came up again? Of course.
Al would pay it out of his pocket. All right, Gary, last thing.
I heard you would pay it out of your
pocket. Gary, come on. I'm barely scraping by here.
Hey, I've been reading about what you're making.
No, they're lies. They're all lies, Gary. All right, Larry, last thing, Gary. Gary, in all the writing, all the reading I've done in sports, one of my greatest moments was in your book. And we're going to see Andy Reid face Bill Belichick. And in one of your recent books, you told this story about Belichick facing Reid in Jacksonville in 2005 Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And Belichick is up 10. And he asked, could you tell the story when they're up 10 and the clock is running down and the Eagles are lollygagging down the field? Do you remember what Belichick asked one of his assistants?
You know, I'd love to say that was in my book, but I don't remember that.
Oh, it was. It was in his book.
Was it Gary Haberstram?
I think it was Gary. But anyway,
no, I don't think so. It doesn't. Well, tell me what he said, and then I'll.
All right, here's what happened. So he looks up. He looks up at the clock and the scoreboard, and Reid, there's no hurry. The Eagles are down 10, and is like inside of 7 or 6 minutes left. And he turns to one of the assistants, and he goes, "Is that scoreboard right?"
And he, that wasn't you.
Oh, no. I thought it was. But here's what I need to know, though. Who should we root for?
That's okay, because that's a great line.
Who should we root for when Reid faces Belichick on Sunday? Who should Philadelphia root for, Gary? Come on.
Oh, I definitely think you should root for Andy Reid.
No!
I mean, how can anybody root for Belichick?
Yes, I'm with you.
Who are you rooting for, Gary?
Oh, I'm not rooting for anybody.
No, you love Belichick. Come on, Matt, Gary.
No, Angel. You are 100% wrong about that.
You don't.
I have a horrible relationship with him.
Oh.
I didn't even know that, really.
You know why? I just think he treats the media with such incredible disrespect.
Yeah.
And I resent him for that, that he thinks because he's a football coach and, you know, we're just, you know, football writers or broadcasters, whatever, that he's better. And he can give mumbled three-word answers, and he can be late for, you know, stuff at the league meetings when all the other coaches are there. I just think, can I say this? I think he's a schmuck.
Wow! He called Belichick a schmuck, Al! I can't believe it. Gary Myers' new book, How About Them Cowboys? Gary also writes in The Athletic, and he's awesome there, too. Gary, it's always a great honor. Thank you, my friend.
I can already see it on Twitter. One of your listeners is going to say, Myers called Belichick a schmuck.
No,
you know what? Let me just say this, Angelo, okay? I never write or say anything that I wouldn't say to somebody's face.
Wow.
And if given the opportunity, if I was able to have a conversation with Belichick about what a jerk I think he's been over these years, I would tell him I think he's a schmuck.
No, Gary, that is so cool that you hate Belichick. You're like the number one football writer. He's the number one coach, and you hate each other. That's beautiful. I love a few.
Oh, it's a clash of the Titans.
See you later, Gary.
That book.
How about that?
Yeah, that book
which book was it?
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.